The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Join us here on the toll-free lines, 855-450-FREE. Looking for your impressions on John McAfee. Yeah, that's right. The same McAfee that you might have as antivirus software or might have had at some point in your life. Apparently,
yeah,
he's turned against his own.
I don't think they do as much of it anymore. They're not as integrated as they used to be because I don't see it as much.
But I still see it here and there. Apparently, he's turned against his own software, though, so I'm not sure what the back and behind the scenes story is there.
He's certainly a character, that fella.
Yeah, McAfee's running for president. He just announced this yesterday. There's news over at Wired.com. We'll continue with that. And then I've actually got McAfee's intro video that is on his website, his campaign site, McAfee16.com. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones first, though. We got John listening in Carson City, Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi. I don't understand the argument that Mark is making that Kim Davis is preventing people from contracting, because it doesn't seem to me that legal marriage is much of a contract. It's far more of a legal status. I mean, what has Mark specifically contracted for with his wife through legal marriage?
Well, when you contract through legal marriage, what you do is you take a sort of pre-set prescription of, like it's like a cookie cutter contract, essentially. We all have a general idea of what it looks like.
The rules are laid out in the statutes.
Right. Whereas one could
completely pliable. The rules can change at any time and have nothing to do with what you two parties want.
Yeah, that's true.
That much is true, but
that's one of the problems with it.
Are they particularly pliable? How are they pliable?
Well, the government can change the rules at any time.
They could, but they generally don't.
Well, they do on things like divorce and property settlements.
As long as I've been alive, the guy gets screwed in divorce. That's the rule.
Well, he can get screwed in many different ways in many different jurisdictions. And women can be screwed also in divorces.
I'm just talking about percentages.
Sure.
Well, right. I mean, that's why it's a terrible contract, because you're entering into a contract with three parties. You're entering into a contract with a person who you love, and then the state, who is not a very loving entity, and they are the dominating force in that particular contract.
Well, sometimes it'll be great for you as a person who's entering into the contract, because, you know, you can use the cudgel of the state to get what you want in divorce time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not so great. It's not always great for the man or the woman in each circumstances, but sometimes it is.
Okay, well, I'm all for free contract, but that doesn't sound to me anything like free contract, so...
No, not at all.
It's a cookie cutter contract.
It's a different category.
It's a terrible contract, but it is still a contract.
I think it's a fine institution for those who need an institution.
John, anything else you want to share?
No, that was my point. Thanks.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. John, other John, John McAfee. On his website, his new campaign site, McAfee16.com. Now, I'd said earlier that all he had was a Facebook, a Twitter, but that's because I have my NoScript on and I was blocking the real features of the site. So he actually has a how to vote link, a donate link, a volunteer link, press inquiry link. And I will be inquiring, by the way, about how to possibly talk to this guy. Because I got to say, I mean, I don't know much about John McAfee, but in the little that I've learned here, and you've basically heard me learning about him on the air, the little I've learned, I got to say, I like what this guy has to say. He seems to be a relatively liberty-friendly guy. He did not rebuff Jeff Berwick when he asked him how he became an anarchist. He embraced the question. He answered it very well. And... so I want to tell you a little bit more about him. This is from...
Well, his website says, technology, privacy, freedom. That's all I need.
Yeah. McAfee, who won't name his advisors or his prospects for stand-ins, this is from Wired Magazine, says he's been mulling a run for some time at the urging of his online followers. He says, I have many thousands of emails saying, please run for president. It's not something I would just choose to do on my own. But McAfee says he does believe government is broken, largely because its leaders don't understand technology as well as, well, he does. He points to the recent hacks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management and Homeland Security as proof. He says things like this cannot happen or should not happen. It's clear that the leadership of our country is illiterate on the fundamental technology that supports everything in life for us now. That is, cyber science, our smartphones, military hardware, and our communications. McAfee argues that the fact that the government is urging tech companies like Apple to create so-called backdoors into their systems that would allow government to collect information on users is another sign that public servants just don't get it. He said, quote, that means allowing hackers easy access to anybody's data. The prospect of a President John McAfee may sound absurd to you. If it doesn't, please recall that McAfee was once arrested in Guatemala after fleeing Belize, where he was wanted for questioning by local police for the murder of his neighbor. No charges were brought against him in the murder case, but McAfee's backstory is still a tad colorful for politics, even in the age of Trump. Yet the privacy arguments he's making aren't altogether unlike the ones that Apple and other tech companies have been lobbying for in Congress. Like Lawrence Lessig, the Harvard professor who's running for president to push an agenda for campaign finance reform, McAfee seems far more concerned with having his voice heard on one particular issue than with taking a seat in the Oval Office. Which may explain why McAfee...
A lot of people run presidential campaigns. They're called issue candidates.
Mm-hmm.
They'll run for an issue and in order to bring attention to that issue.
And he is creating a party as well, which I imagine will also be focused on bringing attention to that issue. He's forming the Cyber Party, as it is being called. So this all may explain why McAfee is seeking a stand-in for his presidential run. He also said he didn't want to discuss other elements of his platform until he knows whether he or someone else is going to be the candidate. That announcement should come within the next 48 hours, according to McAfee. As for whether Donald Trump's surprising popularity had anything to do with his presidential ambitions, McAfee said, quote, I have great respect for the man, but he has nothing to do with my decision to run. Let's go to Andy, listening in Lubbock, Texas via TuneIn. Hello, Andy. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Mark.
Hey, how you fellas doing?
It's on your mind, Andy. Go ahead.
Well, you know, this Mr. McAfee, he had some problems in Belize and whatnot, and that, he was all cleared from that, and they chased him down, tried to kill him and all this other stuff. But overall, I mean, his theory is not much different than what we're all getting all crazy about with this Donald Trump guy. I mean, he wants to bring privacy back to people. He wants to start with the computers, which is obviously his forte, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that we've got to give him some consideration. I mean, we can't just shoot him down before he even climbs the tree. You know what I mean? We can't just chop the tree down before he gets...
Oh, I'm not shooting him down. I'm embracing this guy so far. He sounds great.
I'm going after the tree.
What does that mean, going after the tree?
he's climbing the tree of the presidential tree. I'm going after the tree.
So you're going to take the tree down and watch him fall, huh?
No.
What does that mean when you're going after it, Mark? What does that mean?
No, I'm not going after John McAfee.
Is the tree running away?
I'm going after the office of the president.
Meaning you're competing with him.
I think anybody who's in line for privacy, which is something we're all missing right now, is because everybody's listening. I mean, in fact, our telephone call right now is being tapped. So
you're on the radio.
Well, you're also being...
are being recorded.
they certainly could be listening to the radio right now. But
they are listening. They, about tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of them.
Thanks, Andy, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By going after the tree, what does that mean?
If I disparage anything, I'm disparaging the office of the presidency and the power that it has claimed for it.
I see.
However, I do wonder, do you think that government agents, there's a government agent or group of agents that are assigned to have to listen to Free Talk Live every day?
I don't know. I wouldn't expect that important.
What do you
important,
think the suicide rate would be among those agents? I don't think they'd be a happy group of people.
I know that FBI agents have been assigned to go to Quaker meetings in the past. And
they went to, apparently the FBI has admitted going to the Burning Man.
Yeah, I just wonder, I mean, I would not consider these particularly choice assignments, right? If you had to listen to Free Talk Live and you weren't a pro-liberty sort, you're either going to end up being one.
I hope so.
Or going to be very upset most of the time. And if you have to go to a Quaker meeting, if anybody has any, I am a Quaker. I converted after we read probably our third or fourth Quaker story on the air here, and then I went and found one. And what it is it's sitting around in a circle or in some pews, depending on it, and just essentially sitting in silence for an hour. Now, sometimes people get up and say things, but that's going to be pretty rough if you didn't choose to go to that church service.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
You could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life. Would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates? Or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education? Or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, we can talk about the Satanic Temple. They are back at it, this time in Arkansas, looking to get their statue of Baphomet put. put nearby the Ten Commandments, which apparently is being planned for the Capitol grounds in Little Rock. You can comment on anything that happens to be on your mind as well. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you care about privacy while you're online, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network, because voting for John McAfee isn't going to get you privacy today, okay? ProXPN is. You go to ProXPN.
ProXPN will certainly get you privacy, John McAfee. It's you know, as likely as it is.
So go to ProXPN.com. Right now you can use code FTL50 and you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account that you have when you buy their annual account with code FTL50. And that gets you OpenVPN. See, they're a virtual private network. They encrypt all of your online data. And OpenVPN is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps that work for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. It can be cheaper per month with our code than a good cup of coffee. So don't forget, code FTL50, like Free Talk Live, the number 50. FTL50 at ProXPN.com. Right now, go and take back the privacy that is your right. And we are talking about John McAfee, interesting character. He has now it's a YouTube, he's got his own YouTube channel out. There's only 28 subscribers so far, so he's, you know, just kicking off this presidential campaign. He's got his official campaign announcement, and I figure we should play that because this guy seems pretty good. Seems like a decent choice. Seems like the best option out there at the moment here. So this from McAfee16.com.
The authors of America's Declaration of Independence and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, text of agonizing beauty in the face of today's harsh realities, could not have anticipated a world in which spy cameras are hidden in cactuses, the government surreptitiously parses our verbal communications, and the concept of privacy is fast approaching extinction. They could not have anticipated a world in which information is the prime commodity of exchange, at the expense of grace, compassion, solitude, and the remaining fragile components of the besieged human heart. What they did anticipate is that governments, no matter how powerful, will always hunger for more power, and that power...
That's certainly true. And by the way, he's standing in front of... It appears to be a green screen, like a picture of a library, like a fancy library. It looks very presidential.
I see.
So let me go on here. More with John McAfee.
Is he inevitably
the presidential
corrupts.
Candidate with facial hair? I don't know. I don't pay close attention to these presidential candidates, so I couldn't tell you.
Well,
but yeah, perhaps so, because aren't you supposed to be like a bad guy if you have facial hair or something like that?
No, there have been presidents in the past that had facial hair. Lincoln was the first one with a beard, and then every president after that had a beard.
Oh, really?
For a long time. And then it went from beards to mustaches, and then after that there was nothing left for a while. And there seems to be sort of a trailing indicator. Presidential facial hair seems to be sort of a trailing indicator of societal standards, and society is becoming more accepting of beards these days, and I'm just sort of wondering.
All right, here we go.
Governments are composed of human beings, and all of the frailties that humans possess are absorbed into those governments and become active within these governments. Hatred, anger, jealousy, fear, greed, distrust, and the whole host of afflictions that humans must bear lurk just beneath the surface of civility displayed by government. When individuals become angry with one another, an injury of some sort will likely occur. When governments become angry, entire civilizations are wiped out.
He goes through a few great comparisons between bad behavior on the part of an individual and the consequences, and bad behavior on the part of the government.
When individuals become greedy, they are no longer invited to dinner. When governments become greedy, starvation afflicts the weaker nations. When people become fearful, other people avoid them. When governments become fearful, the populace is included among those elements that the government fears, and the populace has nowhere to go. These truths are self-evident to anyone who cares to look with the right kind of eyes. More than 200 years ago, a document called the Declaration of Independence was penned by some of the greatest minds in the history of civilization.
Well, that's a good thing to say if you're running for president of the United States, right?
Of course.
You wouldn't say that as a Canadian or something.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that people are endowed with certain unalienable rights that among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Now, before we go on here, Mark, you were only referring to the fact that he's quoting the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
There is no other presidential candidate out there taking a pro-privacy position like this guy.
No,
saying,
I don't think so.
Saying the government has no right to know your business. I mean, even the much vaunted Rand Paul is not going to shut down the NSA.
Probably not.
Yes, my understanding, he supports the government spying. He just thinks that he can direct its spying in the right direction. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Rich, you look unsure about that.
I think you're overestimating Rand Paul's fondness for government spying. I don't think that Rand Paul tends to say everything that he believes, necessarily. I think he keeps some of what he believes hidden. So it's very difficult for me to predict how he would deal with it.
Let me go on with more with John McAfee.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among people, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. A scant 47 years after these words were written, a gaunt President Lincoln stepped onto one of the bloodiest battlefields in human history to admonish his current and all future generations to bear the responsibility of we, the governed. He said, "We must now dedicate ourselves to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation shall have a new birth of freedom."
Half of those dead died to secede from the Union at Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, he's talking about the dead. He's really talking about the northern dead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not a fan of Abraham Lincoln myself, but you know, I don't know what John McAfee's opinion is of Lincoln. He's certainly just using him to make a point in this case.
And the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. I live in a country that has passed so many laws that at an average reading speed, it would take me 600 years to read, reading 24 hours a day. I'm protected by a government that invades my privacy.
600 years.
Reading 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day.
And that probably is only the federal laws.
Dying. Mm. Yeah. He makes a great point, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's one of the points we've made on this show a number of times, is how ridiculous and impossible it would be to actually attempt to cure your ignorance of the law. Like, ignorance of the law is the natural state. You can't possibly know what the law says, what the code
says. It's a 12th century maxim. It's so old and so useless, it should never be uttered.
We got a little bit more from John McAfee here in his official campaign announcement for the John McAfee 2016 presidential run with the Cyber Party, a brand new party for the United States. I think it's pretty exciting. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. You can tell us how you feel here on Free Talk Live or bring up anything.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that you will find waiting for you there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com because you will get to see pictures of Mark riding his pigs. And apparently this is in high demand, Mark, the pictures of you riding
your pigs. People seem to want to see it.
Yeah, this is the new thing. Now, the pictures, do they exist yet? Because they've been promised for next week.
Yes, there are some pictures. I have actually given over. At this point, I do not have possession. I have possession of the pictures, but I do not have sole possession of the pictures in case I feel like backing out or something. But
well, you can't back out of this. We've promised the listeners.
Just that. Saying. You're right. I can't back out of it because I don't have control of them anymore.
Okay, good. So anyway, there's an Amplifier Facebook group in which these photos will be presented. So you do, unfortunately, need to have Facebook in order to see these. But this is a pretty cool group. Like, the AMP group on Facebook is an actual good reason to use Facebook, because it's a pretty good way for listeners of Free Talk Live to interact with one another and also some of the hosts of the show at the same time. So that's one of the perks you get if you become an amplifier. It's all of $5 per month to amp the show. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P. A-M-P stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. amp.freetalklive.com. That $5 we invest into Free Talk Live. We get on more radio stations, spreading the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible, and you get perks like that AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Go and get started, please, at amp.freetalklive.com. Facebook.com. We are playing the official campaign announcement from the John McAfee 2016 campaign. There's only about 30 seconds left here in this video. It's John McAfee standing, talking into a camera. He's wearing, looks like some sort of a suit coat. He also has a t-shirt on underneath. I'm curious to know what that shirt says, but you don't actually get to see it in the video here. Anyway, going on here with his official campaign announcement.
At an average reading speed, it would take me 600 years to read, reading 24 hours a day.
He's talking about the laws of the United States, how impossible a task it is to actually read them. Going on.
I'm protected by a government that invades my privacy so that it can assure me that I am not the enemy it is protecting me from. I live in a country that is governed by people largely illiterate in cybersecurity, as proven by the multiple government computer hacks. Yet cyber warfare is now the means of war.
Yeah.
My government is dysfunctional. For the 300 million other Americans, you are in the same boat with me. So stand with me to protect our freedom. Visit McAfee16.com.
Excellent. I would say he is hitting the ground running in this presidential campaign. There's just the bumpy road ahead, unfortunately, of the fact that he doesn't really have a political party yet. He wants to form this cyber party, which I don't know the level of success they're going to have getting on state ballots. He's also talking about maybe having someone else run in his stead. So to have, you know, to sort of have him promote this idea of the cyber party, but then ultimately recruit somebody else who has a good name and, you know, agrees with whatever the tenets of the cyber party are to ultimately replace him as the presidential candidate. So whether or not he will continue on this campaign past the next 2 weeks remains to be seen. But I'm excited about it. I think that this is the most exciting campaign besides Vermin Supreme that's out there right now.
Well, we'll see if it catches on. He's got enough money to make some things happen. And, you know, I guess I'm more convinced than I was when it sort of started. So
you mean earlier tonight?
Yeah, earlier tonight. You know, when
because he announced this yesterday. We just found out about it here on the air.
So, I'm just, okay.
He seems like a pretty liberty-friendly dude, and I would argue more so than Rand Paul. I don't imagine Rand Paul would claim that he's an anarchist, but...
Although Judge Napolitano did make that claim.
Really?
Well, Napolitano, when he went on Anarchast, did self-identify as an anarcho-capitalist, and he said that Rand Paul was every bit as libertarian as his father. So that's one of the...
He sure doesn't sound like it.
No, he doesn't. But then again, one of the mistakes that libertarians have always made, I think, is if you took the Democratic program, okay, and you projected it out to the end of time, you would have full-on socialism. But when a Democrat runs for office, he doesn't argue for socialism. He argues for a few steps towards socialism, and that's not as frightening for people. Now, if you take the Republican
Party...
Apparently,
Bernie Sanders isn't frightening people. He's getting them excited, and he is a socialist.
Yeah, but...
Okay, there's that.
Wait, that's not true. When you listen to the Bernie Sanders people on Facebook, they say, whoa, we're not socialists. We're democratic socialists.
Uh-huh.
Democratic socialists don't believe in the welfare state, and they'll list off a variety of things. It's much different, and it still fits completely within the paradigm that Rich Paul is talking about.
Okay, so then you take the Republican Party. Now, if you project their policies out to the end of time, what you would end up with is straight-up fascism. But yet they don't say, let's go to straight-up fascism. They just present the first few steps to fascism.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's quite possible that if you project out Rand Paul's philosophy to the end of time, that you would have straight up philosophy, that you would have straight up anarchism, just like us, but that he's only talking about the first few, or voluntarism, but he's only talking about the first few steps he wants to take, what he thinks he can do in 4 years.
Yeah.
And that
which is
creates
why his
symmetry. I think a lot of his issue is a lot of the people I think that Trump is really screwing Rand Paul, and I think that's one of the reasons.
Well, yeah, because Trump outdid him. Trump outdid Rand Paul on the stage at the Republican debate. What have they had? Just that one, right? Just that one debate thus far,
yeah,
I think?
Yeah, so it was the afternoon debate of the kids' table and then the full-on.
Now, Trump has since gone back on his word that he gave at that debate, and that would be that he promised that he would not necessarily endorse the whoever the eventual Republican nominee was. He was the only one on stage to make that to say he would not endorse necessarily that person. Rand Paul said he would endorse whoever the person was, and so he made Rand Paul look like one of the team. He made Rand Paul appear to be just your tip, or Rand Paul made himself appear that way because he went along to get along. And so, you know, there's just not much to be impressed about with Rand Paul. He may take some liberty-ish positions on some things, but he hasn't energized his supporters. Even his supporters are, like, lackluster about this guy. I was at the county fair, and there's a state representative here in this area who's actually a really good liberty state rep. He actually got, an A or an A-plus from the report card given to state reps for voting for liberty. Mm-hmm. And this guy was, you know, wearing the Rand Paul shirt. He's definitely on the campaign. But he told me that, you know, the Rand Paul campaign is not exciting to him. He's not willing to get up at 3 a.m. to help this campaign out anymore. He's, you know, willing to wake up at noon and get out there to help him out. And so, like, he's not even really exciting his own campaign, let alone the rest of us principled, liberty-minded folks who want to hear somebody who's out there talking about the ideas of liberty. Yeah. I get what you're saying, Rich, is that he's trying to hide his beliefs so he can get elected. But at the same time, that's basically selling himself short, and he's not getting the same level of support from the libertarians that he could possibly get, which is what propelled Ron Paul to the level of success that he had. Right now, Rand Paul is
also
floundering.
It also, like, potentially marginal. I'm not – look, Ian, I get what you're saying, and I agree. Rand Paul, you know, his campaign is not nearly as exciting as his father's was. However, his father's campaign, everybody said constantly, he can't win, he can't win, he can't win. I don't know why they said that precisely. I've never been able to sort of nail down the unelectability thing. It might have to do with age. It might have to do with his stand. I don't know what it has to do with. My mother said that she couldn't get excited about Ron Paul because of his foreign policy. Okay. That's as good of a reason as any, but you know, Rand Paul is trying to trade one for another and see if it works, and I don't know if it'll work.
It's not working. I guess
neither
we'll
did Ron Paul's campaign.
Well, yeah, but Ron Paul had far greater polling numbers at the same time frame as Rand Paul did.
No, he didn't have Donald Trump running.
So what? 855, 453. Ron Paul would have cleaned the stage up with Donald Trump. More on the way here. You can share your thoughts in the remaining moments.
How would the Incredible Hulk have done?
It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll-free. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Got a lot of features on our website. They are all completely free, so please enjoy those. And if you want to, you can also check out Keenvention. It's coming up here in less than 2 months. It'll be here before you know it, and Rich Paul is going to be one of the speakers at Keenvention this year. Richard going to be appearing on the brand new, first ever, jury nullification panel.
Groovy.
And the reason why the jury nullification panel has been created this year is because it's exploded in popularity here amongst the activists. As you know, we all moved here for the Free State Project. If you're a longtime listener of the show, you know this. Probably if you've listened more than a week, you probably know that. The Free State Project is the idea of taking liberty-minded folks like John McAfee, although he's not yet a Free State Project participant, taking liberty-minded folks and moving them to the same place, having them essentially coalesce into one geographic area so we can actually have an effect, so libertarians can actually win political office, and we can roll back the state. That's actually happening to some extent. It's been a proven concept. We've actually had liberty people winning as Republicans and Democrats here in New Hampshire, and they have stopped some bad legislation from going through, and they have passed a few things that have been pretty good as well. So that's from a political standpoint, it's been an amazing success, and we're just getting started. So the Keenvention is a convention that I put together a few years ago. It's actually in its third year this year, with the intention of having an activist-focused convention that focuses on New Hampshire activists and the activism happening here. Because the Free State Project puts on a great event in the Liberty Forum, which is their hotel convention that they do every winter. Well, this is the fall convention in New Hampshire. It's a much smaller event. It's very intimate in comparison to the Liberty Forum. So instead of hundreds of people, instead of 500 to 800 people, you got maybe 100 people who are there throughout the entire weekend. So it's a great chance to get to know some of the names that you hear so often on this show. And it's people from New Hampshire. I mean, 99% of our speakers are based in New Hampshire. There's one speaker who's coming from Massachusetts. Massachusetts to join us, and that is Gavin Andreessen, who is the head programmer of Bitcoin. So if you can get the head programmer of Bitcoin to come up and hang out with you, then you should do that. So we're going to have him there. The Bitcoin panel is happening this year. There's lots of different panels approaching from everything from political action to doing cop block to jury outreach, which is what the jury nullification panel is going to be all about. We've had jury nullification outreach here spread from just here in Keene and up in Grafton, where you've been living up until recently, Rich. Those were the two counties in which it'd been happening for the last few years. And then this year, with thanks to some of the efforts of some of the folks involved with Rights Brigade and also NHJury.com, jury outreach has spread to, I believe, 7 of the 10 counties here in New Hampshire. So
it's not happening in any other state.
Well, it's happening here and there in other states, but it's not happening
7 out of 10 counties,
right,
on a regular basis?
It's not happening in 70% of the counties in any other state. So it's really exploded onto the activism scene in a way that had not been done so far, and so I think it deserves its own panel this year. So you're going to be on that panel, Rich.
Looking forward to it.
And, of course, you were one of our keynote speakers last year. Anybody who wants to see Rich's keynote speech, it's up on keenvention.info, along with every other panel and speech that we've ever had at the event. So, you know, if you missed 2013 and 2014, you didn't miss it. You can go watch it online. Go to keenvention.info. Now, what you did miss is the interactions that happen off the stage. And that's part of the fun of going to a convention, is the networking and getting to know people. And in this case, you get to know the activists who hopefully will soon be your neighbors, because if you love liberty, you got to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There's no better place to be. So go to keenvention.info. The tickets are $60. That gets you in for the entire weekend. And you can also, of course, pay with Bitcoin. So keenvention.info. Oh, I should mention when it's happening. Halloween weekend. It's October 30th through November 1st. That is a great time to come up and visit New Hampshire. The hotels are cheap because it's just past the peak leaf peeping season. And so the hotel room cost drops from like $250 a night to $80 a night. And you get a special discount from using the Keenvention code, which you can find at keenvention.info. So our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We're talking presidential candidates. Rand Paul, you had mentioned, Rich, that his position on the NSA, and I did find a little bit about that. He is for eliminating the NSA's illegal spying on American citizens. And I'm with him on that. No doubt about that. That's good. And that does make him set him apart from the rest of the Republican pack.
Because they want to increase it.
I'm sure. And I imagine the Democrats do as well. So kudos to Rand for taking that position. But, of course, he doesn't say that he wants to abolish the NSA. He just wants to have them stop spying on Americans. As far as I'm concerned, as long as they exist and as long as their offices have the capability of spying on Americans, they will likely continue to spy on Americans no matter what the president says.
Supposedly,
maybe eliminating them is a second-term goal.
Supposedly, there's been some downsizing on what the NSA's peeping into. That's what we're being told right
sure,
now.
Sure, you believe them. They're the government, right?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Whatever.
No, come on. The government lies.
I would act like they're lying.
You would act like they're lying.
What I would act like they're lying. I would suggest, I would suggest to everyone, if you want privacy on the internet, demand, you enact things to make sure you have privacy.
Like ProXPN.
ProXPN and a variety of other things.
Code FTL50 at ProXPN.com.
Yeah, use whatever encryption you can use for whatever you use it for. But
PGP.
They may very well have stopped a certain portion of spying. I don't know, and it wouldn't change my life.
No doubt. So anyway, I just figured I'd share with you the Rand Paul position on the NSA, since we were talking about it. And in other news, the Satanic Temple, as we teased earlier tonight, they're back at it now with their statue.
Are you teasing Satan again? Stop teasing Satan.
Well, the big question about the Satanic Temple is, are they really Satanists? And some would say they are just trolls who don't actually believe in Satan. But nonetheless, they have formally petitioned, as of yesterday, the state of Arkansas to place the group's controversial Baphomet statue, which, as you may recall, they unveiled a few weeks ago in Detroit at a secret meeting, a secret party. They, let's see here. They want to put it next to the privately funded Ten Commandments monument that is currently being planned for the Capitol grounds in Little Rock. And, of course, they've threatened legal action if their petition is rejected.
So I like that the monument is, the Ten Commandments monument is privately funded.
Mm-hmm.
However, one of the difficulties of putting something on private land is that if you allow a privately funded...
On public land, you mean?
On public land, is if you allow a privately funded Ten Commandments statue, you then necessarily for the idea of equally representing religions must allow a privately funded Baphomet statue.
And or whatever other statues any other religion wants to put up
the
on the property.
The flying spaghetti monster.
The invisible hand. Exactly. All in glass.
Maybe the invisible hand statue is already there.
It is. You just have to have the trick of seeing it.
So, you're right about that, Mark. And in this case, in April, Republican Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson signed a bill into law instructing the state to erect the Ten Commandments monument. So this is a little bit more than just some private group coming along and saying, hey, can we put this monument over here? No, this was actually a bill signed into law by the governor. So it's privately funded, but is being requested by the state legislature and the governor. So that to me is really close to having a state-approved religion, right?
Mm-hmm. Well... Okay.
What do you mean, well, okay?
I don't think
the state approves a bill, the state government approves a bill and signs it into law that says there needs to be a Ten Commandments monument at the state house, that's pretty much the state saying, yeah, this is our religion.
It needs to? They were just really just allowing it to happen.
No, sir. It was instructing the state to erect a Ten Commandments monument.
Fine, that's because laws have to say must instead of should, because this is a private, they knew that they were getting a privately funded statue, right?
It has opened the door to significant debate concerning, I don't know if they knew the statue was going to be coming before they passed the law or after the law, Mark, I'm not sure about that. Maybe you should research that. Anyway, it's opened the door to the debate concerning the separation of church and state, despite the state legislature's argument that the Ten Commandments monument is about history, they say. This isn't a religious monument. This is about history. It's a historical event.
History horse hockey.
History of a place. A history of a place, half a world away.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Didn't we hear from a caller once that Jesus actually came to the United States?
Well, come on.
He came among the Indians.
Yeah, that was
check with the LDS people.
He got in a rowboat, apparently, and came all the way over here.
Some people claim that the place that he drove the demons into the herd of pigs, because that wouldn't be in Israel, a place where they think pigs are unclean, that was in Spain. So what do I know?
Following the same reasoning, you're going to love this. The release from the Satanic Temple said their statue with a goat-headed god will be a memorial to, quote, various historical witch hunts and homage to the persecuted free thinkers and heretics who helped inform American secular jurisprudence. We might talk more about this at another time, because I imagine it will continue to be in the news. Check out Rich at the Church of the Invisible Hand on Facebook, and more Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need
need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.